Hey, this is John Lee Dumas, the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, awarded Best of iTunes, and you are listening to the Austin Real Estate Podcast by the number one agent, Eric Hegwer. Desires and their completion, and prepare to ignite.
Well, I'm super excited today. Yesterday, I got my first piece of fan mail. I've never had fan mail before, and Mary here in Austin, I won't use her email, her last name, sent me a nice little note. She said that she was looking for more info about selling her house in Austin, and that she found my website from a Google search here in Austin. I'm not sure what the search term was that she used, but she typed it in, and my website, Eric Estate, came up. She went through it. She said she went through the seller information. She saw the podcast button on the site, so she clicked on that, and she listened to the episodes I had up already. I was surprised. I don't keep track of the stats of the podcast. I thought it was too new. This is only my fourth episode, so I didn't think to mod that. But I have a listener, which is awesome. Thank you, Mary. Anyway, she told me that she really appreciated that I didn't make her register for searching properties. In fact, her exact words, and I quote, are, "I'm sick and tired of real estate websites asking for my email and then getting a call or even worse, a text asking if I'm ready to sell. They put me on that's all her email said, but then she goes on to say that they put her on automatic emails. Agents put her on automatic emails, and she gets all kind of spam, and she's just tired of it. She just wants to do the research on her own, and when she's ready, she'll reach out to somebody. And Mary, that's exactly what I'm here for, is I know you, you're probably not ready when you go to most of these websites. And that's why I do my website the way I do it, at ericestate.com. You can type in any search you want in the big green search bar right there on the front page. Search by neighborhood, search by zip code, search by whatever, and you'll get all the listings for free without having to enter your email. So thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. And if you get a chance, Mary, if you could just explain to one other person how to do it, I'd appreciate that. Just spread the word with one person, and you'll help me grow the podcast, you'll help me grow the website and my website, and everybody can search for free. My name's Eric Hegwer. I'm a real estate agent here in Austin, Texas, with J.B. Goodwin. This is the Austin Real Estate Podcast. This is the fourth episode. The title of today's episode is The Anderson High School Mock DWI Crash. Yesterday, if you were listening to my podcast, you may have heard an interruption about 10 minutes in or so, maybe 5 minutes in. I don't remember exactly what I was talking about, but it got really loud in here. I'm sitting here in my office at J.B. Goodwin, which is on the corner of Steck and Mesa, right across from the Anderson High School tennis courts. And, when I came to work, they had the street closed off, and I didn't know exactly what was going on. They close off the street periodically for different events here at the high school. And, it turns out, as I'm recording my episode yesterday, that I hear this super, super loud noise, and it sounds like a helicopter. So I pause my recording for a little bit, and I grab my cell phone, my iPhone with the camera, and I go outside, and I'll be darned. There's a helicopter landing in the middle of the street. There's emergency vehicles with their lights on. There's ambulances and fire trucks. Both sides of the street are lined with students, juniors and seniors from Anderson High School, watching the whole thing going on. What they're holding is a mock DWI crash. They do this every year around prom time for the juniors and seniors class to show the dangers of drinking and driving and texting and driving under the influence, which I think is a very, very powerful message. I actually lost four friends in one afternoon to drunk driving, and they were actually the ones doing the drunk driving. I was in high school. This was in California. They had a Mustang convertible, and they had been drinking and driving, and they lost control of the car and flipped, and suddenly four of my friends were gone, just like that. No survivors. And this was way before even texting, and now texting is just as bad as drunk driving, if you ask me. I never text and drive. You'll find me pulled over on the side of the road frequently with my hazards on in a neighborhood texting, feverishly away answering my clients' questions, but I never do it while moving, unless I'm a passenger, of course. And I encourage you, if you're driving, to don't text and drive. In fact, in Austin, here in the city of Austin, It's a little-known fact. It should be well-known. But it's illegal to use your handheld device while driving, even if you're riding a bicycle. So if you're on a motorcycle or a bicycle or driving in your car, it's illegal to use a mobile phone unless it's a fully hands-free device. Many of my real estate agent friends, my realtor friends, have actually gotten tickets because a cop will see them talking on their phone with their handset held up by their hand right to their ear, just chatting away. And the cop turns on the lights and pulls them over and writes them a ticket. And so it's an expensive ticket, too, as I understand, more than just a couple hundred bucks. But yesterday they had this mock crash scene in front of the high school, in front of my office. I paused my podcast. I ran right outside with my phone, and I got a video of the helicopter actually taking off and taking a student to the ER. Apparently several students were fake injured. One student fake died. A friend of mine in the office who has a daughter in school had to write an obituary for her friend, a mock obituary. So apparently the helicopter took a patient in the helicopter. They got a helicopter ride to the hospital where their family was waiting, and other friends were at the hospital, and they went through the full ER treatment so people could actually see what happens when you're a trauma patient from a drunk driving accident. One of the patients, one of the students, pretended to die, and they were taken away in a morgue and had to have an obituary written for them, and I guess a mock funeral happened. Other students were injured, and everybody got to see what was happening. It was a very, very powerful event. And I'm very thankful that the schools that here in Austin do things like that to educate students. It's an important fact of life that we all need to know about. But on a lighter note, I would like to, as an EPRI episode, I always give a story and I share a tip about real estate. Today I want to talk about a current client that I have, who's looking to sell her house as soon as she finds a new one to buy. And we've been looking for a house for her for a while to buy. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. She has her father, a family member who lives, I believe, in Florida, is thinking about selling his place in Florida. Now, I'm here in Austin, Texas, and I am not licensed to practice in Florida or any other state. You need your own different real estate license to do that. But I do have friends all over the country, agent friends that I've met at conferences and through my brokerage and through Facebook and even through my synagogue, that are real estate agents all over the country. When my client mentioned that her father was looking to sell his place in Florida, I knew just the guy. And so I gave him a call. I sent him an email. He picked up the phone right away. And I asked him if he worked in the same city that my client's father lived in. And he said, yes, he did. And I said, well, he has a condo in this particular development. Have you done any work there? And he said, actually, I just sold a place there a couple of weeks ago. And he gave me all the stats and the numbers and the details. I then called my client up and relayed all this information to her. She was excited. She thought that this was the perfect guy. She was thankful that I could provide a resource to her of another agent, because she doesn't know, and her father's getting older, and she's going to handle most of the transaction herself, actually. But she needed somebody that she could trust and know and like in Florida to sell her dad's house, and I was able to provide her with that information. And I can provide that same information for you. If you have any friends or family anywhere in the country who are looking to sell, even internationally, I'm more than happy to provide names and recommendations for people. like I said, I am pretty well dialed in. I'm the reason I do this. I've told you my why many times before. This is the fourth episode, and I probably said it 8 times. My job is to connect people and houses using technology. Most of the time, I do that here in Austin, Texas. But because of the way the web works now, the internet, I have connections all over the world, places in Mexico, in France, in Italy, in the Bahamas, in everywhere you can possibly think of. I have connections of people that I've met, either in person or online, who are real estate agents who would be happy to help out. And I know these people will give high levels of customer service, discretion, and treat people fairly and right. I put my name on it, and that's why I recommend these people. I don't recommend everybody, but if we're a good fit and we're a good match, I'll be happy to recommend you to them if you're an agent. My client was very excited that she was able to find somebody and thanked me. And we're going to be looking at houses again this weekend. Hopefully, we'll find one for her. And when we do, we'll be able to list her house and get her into a new one. She's looking for a bigger house here in Austin with very particular criteria. But we're working hard to find her what she needs. I've got her on email updates instantly from my website. So whenever something new pops up, I tell her about it automatically from my website, ericestate.com. I've also told her about pre-MLS listings, which I've talked about before in episode, I believe, number 2. I'm dialed in to the Austin market here, and I know about a lot of coming soon listings or listings that haven't been on the MLS yet from other agents. I get emails every day from agents and other brokerages saying that they have a coming soon and telling me about it to see if I have a buyer. And most of the time I do, and I'm happy to match people to their houses before they even get on the MLS. As I was going through my email earlier this morning, baseball season just started. Opening day was Monday, and I love baseball. I'm a big baseball fan, always have been. I grew up in Northern California, where the San Francisco Giants have taken the pennant, I believe, 2 of the last 3 years, not from Texas, so I don't follow football. I don't get into football as much as a lot of people do here, but I follow baseball religiously. I listen to it all the time on the radio. Using my iPhone and the MLB app, I get to listen to any game anywhere in the country, pretty much any time, live, which I love. But Jeff Kent lives here in Austin, Texas. He has a pretty big house in a pretty nice neighborhood, but he's trying to sell it. And I thought I'd share a little bit with you about it. He's now 48, and he retired in the year 2008 after 17 seasons in the big leagues. Jeff Kent made the All-Star team 5 times, and he holds the record for the most career home runs for a second baseman. He was in 2000 the National League MVP, and he has a huge, huge spread here in Austin, Texas that he's trying to sell. So if you know anybody who's looking to buy a nice house, it's a 6-bedroom, 7-full, 2.5-bath house. That means there's 6 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. It's about 8,800 square feet, just under 8,800 square feet. And the pictures of this place are absolutely stunning. It was built in 2004. But what's really, really, really super cool about this house is the backyard. He has a multi-level pool with a Schlitterbahn-type water slide that twists and turns around from a high place to dump in the pool. It is absolutely amazing, this water slide. I've never seen anything like it in a single person's house before. It dumps you out into a big negative edge pool, which overlooks the Barton Creek Preserve. Absolutely stunning. If you had a house like this, all the kids would be over all the time, and I'm sure the adults too, because you just don't see stuff like this. You have to pay money to go to water parks to see slides like this one. Not only that, but he actually converted one of his garages. I believe he has is it a 4-car garage? Let me see what I can find here. It doesn't say on my sheet quickly how many garages it has, but I believe he converted one of the garage bays into a batting cage, a full-on netted batting cage with an automatic pitching machine. So if you want to practice your swing in the garage, you can without any problem. There's buckets of balls and you can swing away. Inside the house, it's truly spectacular. There's hand-milled mesquite wood features, beams and floors and stairs, banisters. It's an open kitchen with a double-sided fireplace in the family room right outside the kitchen. It looks absolutely spectacular. It's listed at about $3.1 million, which is probably a fair price for that house. I would have to pull the numbers on it to be 100% sure. But homes like this, when you have that many square feet in this neighborhood and a celebrity has owned them and updated them in this way, they go for quite a pretty penny. It's a true luxury house with a movie theater, a whirlpool jetted tub in the bathroom, a walk-in shower with two entrances and room for, I don't know, it looks like the shower is bigger than my first apartment. There are music rooms, there are library rooms. Again, outside the patio and the pool area is just spectacular. There's a hot tub. It's the kind of house that, celebrities live in, obviously. And you could, too, if you want to. If you want to see a house like this or some other one, please give me a call. My name is Eric Hager. I'm a realtor here in Austin with JB Goo, and my number is 650-704-1536. So I've told you a story. I told you about some houses on the market. Give you a tip today. I try to end every episode with a tip about real estate, and today's tip will be about new home builders. A little bit different. This has been a kind of a herky-jerky episode with a bunch of different topics bouncing around, but I try to provide as much value as I can to you. I never know exactly what your situation will be until we talk, and I never know exactly what I can tell you that you'll find of value and of interest, but I want to be your authority in real estate here in Austin. The tip I'm going to give you is about new home builders. Austin is growing by leaps and bounds. The last 2 years, 60,000 people moved to Austin. The town I grew up in Northern California had 60,000 people. So that means that the entire town of Salinas, California, when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, moved to Austin. In a short period of time, which I find just flabbergasting, amazing. There's not enough resale homes in Austin for people to move to. They have to build new homes. So there's tons and tons and tons of new developments popping up in North Austin, in Round Rock, in Pflugerville, and down south in Lakeway, off of Bee Caves, in Wimberley. There's just tons and tons of building and construction going on all the time, and all these new subdivisions going in. All these subdivisions have builders with model homes and sales agents that sit in the homes, and they're ready to talk to you. They try to sell you a house. I'll be honest; they're kind of pushy, and they don't want to seem like they're pushy, but they can be a little bit aggressive in trying to get your contact information and put you on a drip mailer and follow up by phone calls. But when you go to these builders. Tell them that you're represented by an agent, whether you are or not. Feel free to put my name down. They're going to ask you to fill out a little information card, and put down Eric Hager, Realtor. If you don't want to be bothered too much, I'll be happy to field any calls from them. You're welcome to put my name down. I do get a little compensation, I'll be honest, when you make a sale with a builder and you put my name down. It's how I put food on the table and keep the lights on and pay for insurance for my car and keep my kid in school and keep them in clothes and shoes. If you have a 3-year-old, you know that they outgrow shoes every about 6 weeks, it seems like. But also by putting down you have a contact with you're represented by an agent when you go visit these builders, they don't bother you quite as much in my experience. They know that you're being taken care of and that you're not going to you're more savvy, shall we say. You're a better candidate, and they're not going to be as pushy with you. You feel free to visit builders, though. Go to their model homes, look at them. They're absolutely stunning and beautiful. In a future episode, I have planned talking about new home builders. You're welcome to go to my website. I have a whole section on 38 new home builders in Austin. You can Google that if you can't remember, 38 new home builders. And I list them all out. Build on your own lot. Start from scratch. Build on land. Move into a subdivision, places with HOAs, places with no HOAs, all kinds of different things for building houses. And I also have a complete list of subdivisions, new subdivisions going in all over Austin, north, south, east, and west. I really try to help people when they move into a new house, a new build house, with the process, because it's not as easy as you would think. And again, that's going to be a future episode, or at least two or three, describing that. As always, I want to thank you for listening to the Austin Real Estate Podcast. If you have a question, a concern, a comment, you want to give me an idea, you have something you want to talk about that's real estate related, I'd love to hear from you. You can visit my website at ericestate.com and leave me a comment. You can find me on Twitter at ericestate. Love to hear your questions and comments. For now, I will sign off by saying here's to desires and their completion, and I will talk to you tomorrow.